Hi, thanks for joining us today in this chat. We are joined by some virtual guests who will be sharing some of the experiences using some of the ALM Ranger solutions that they have been working on and looking at as part of their testimonial. So please introduce yourself and tell us where you're based.
Sure, absolutely. So hello, everybody. My name is Oscar Garcia Colon, and we're based out of Guatemala, a country that you can visit here. So it's lovely. Here on my left side, I have Edwin Sarnak, which is one of my students, right? He also, I work for Xerox, and both of the gentlemen here work for Xerox with me as well. So we got Edwin here on my side, Edwin Sarnak. Here on my right side, I have Moises Alonso, also with Xerox. And, you know, the experience, and I've been working with them at the university, right, on the educational piece, as well at work. So it's been a great experience.
Nice, great. That's definitely good to hear. And hi, guys, from all the way from Redmond to Guatemala. So, Oscar, it's completely over to you now.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Anisha. So, you know, it's been very exciting. I joined the Ranges a little bit more than a year now, and but before that, I was looking at the solutions so far, right? On my job, you know, part of being an ALM implementer, I see the Ranges provide a lot of value. What I do there in Guatemala, I play several roles. One is as director of platform development. One of the things that I needed to do because of our business is to bring services, and services require excellent people. I figure, you know, we have a good pool of people or resources and engineers in Guatemala, and large enough to bring them in. What I find out is, why is it that I can do it better? How can I do it better with my resources? So I always been teaching, and I like to teach, but I decided, you know, to go and teach even further. So there's always has been a gap, I will tell, you know, between the theory, you know, being an educator here in Universidad Rafael Landiva, right? There's always has been a gap between you can teach as a theory, right? How do you bring that theory to practice that actually can bring jobs? It's very difficult, to be honest with you. And also, I'm president of the Chamber of IT Guatemala for Export of Services. So that being said, one of the things that we challenge there is how do we create the better resource? When I went through the, you know, when I went to the university, out of Islandia here in the university, and explained to the dean, you know what, the director of the faculty, you know, if I can use the solutions that Rangers can give to us, because I truly believe that the solutions that we as Rangers provide, it creates value for us, he was all up to it. You know, I wanted to see how we close that gap between actually get the theory out there, right, and teach that, and put it in the hands-on labs, basically, that is real-world experience, right, for the folks to get them out there. So what, you know, finally have after working with this and Taylor here and then is that, you know, myself are educating the engineers that are coming, you know, to the labor force. At the beginning, we get the education. We want to be professionals, right, which graduates from there. And then we want to create business value, because a professional, if doesn't create a value, is just somebody who's actually getting the theory out there. And it's difficult. It's difficult in two ways, because you as a teacher want to make sure that anybody who you teach is going to be useful out there. And from the students, they want to teach, they want to really grasp everything that they can from school, so they can go out there and sell the services and provide good services. So really what you see here, it's the vision, right? Going from the education to getting professionals, right, with theory, but hands-on, and then that the business can see there is a value out there for those resources that's coming out of the university, right? And it's difficult. Believe me, it's not an easy task. And it's for me, it's really a passion. So what I realized, there is a gap there. So there's a gap between, you know, what you see that the tools and the implementation. Now, let me tell you something, right? In Guatemala, we are a Microsoft shop mostly, right? We use a lot of Microsoft tools and so on and so forth. Of course, there's some tools out there, but it's the majority of what we do. And there always has been, and as you know, I'm trying to change education. I think I finally did it. When they think, you know, you don't want to marry to a specific set of tools, I might say. But you know what, when we need to put resources, right, and engineers to be out there and create value for business, and people who is useful, actually, Indonesia useful to can produce from day one, you get a big gap between what it really is, it, the theory that you teach him, and the tool. So you want to split the tools. So if you're, you know, with GreenSpark, which we use heavily, right, in the university, I said the first thing is, you know, everything that we're going to teach, everything that I'm going to teach to you guys, and you're going to learn, or we got a Visual Studio on the analysis and design, right? You're going to use Visual Studio for this. And when we go to operations, when we go to quality assurance, when we go to all those things that we're going to teach there, we're going to use ALM and Visual Studio Online. We're going to get Assure to actually get you out there. So you see, you have the tools there. We give to you what is really hot out there, which is Azure, Visual Studio Online with the ALM and the stuff that is coming, right? And the exciting adventure of DID. So you get the tools. Okay, of course, you have a theory, and it seems really that you get everything there, but really how you close the gap from the implementations. So that's why you see the arrows going into a different direction, so to speak, right? With that being said, on the experience of, on the, you know, on the job, and now being an educator and seeing the gap, and when I saw the solution with the Rangers, it was heaven for me. You know, not only being a Ranger, but having the solutions out there was fantastic. So you see, we get, for the LMPs, we get the LM assessments. So the students can see, you know, where we go from no implementation, the basic implementation on the one to really dynamic, right? What does that mean? How do we get there? So we use that tool very, very, very heavily. The requirements engineering piece that got testing there with the V model, right? That we have all the information there regarding how do we use DFS and how do we do the versioning of the requirements and how the analysis should be there. That's fantastic. But the great thing is that you not only have the solution for there, but it also tells you how you do it on the tool. That's great value, if you ask me, right? The test tooling guy will get, you have to get, you know, using the test management, right? So in this case, Edwin has helped me with a lot of architecture. And when we see the architecture guy, you know, how do we configure TFS at the beginning? So we did on-prem and how do we do washer? So that was the gap. But at the beginning, you always have, as you see in the last of my points there, how do we get started? So really the started, the quick guy, you know, I can handle that over. You can take it from there and really, you know, starting to play with the tool. So we got Visual Studio, you know, I teach them in the book on the app, on the cloud classes that we have, how the Azure works, and then we start to publish things on the websites, and we just use the mobile services. But when you have things that you can actually guide you through and quick guide you through, you get excited about it. Because there is nothing such a boring thing in school when you go out there and you're sitting there just listening to theory. Well, he knows it. I want to know how to do it. Well, how do I get there? That's where their solutions, so their Rangers can very handy to me. So I hand it over to them, and instead of focusing on almost how to, right, I just can guide them. And I can focus on my project, which is the full ecosystem that you saw, which it was super exciting to me because I can see the whole ALM going from system center, you know, the LMPs, the DevOps, Link, Exchange, Azure. It was just a fantastic experience for them and for me because I can focus on my project. So that was fantastic. I hope people can see on my face that really the happiness and the accomplishment that we have some with, you know, such a great solutions as the Rangers has done.
Yeah, that's wonderful stuff to hear from you, Oscar. That's absolutely great. I know that you have a testimonial written, and we will publish the blog post really soon. And the link I will actually leave it below in the description. But your testimonial is called Circle of Love. Why is your testimonial called Circle of Love?
Well, you know, when we saw the ideate, write, develop, deploy, test, deploy, and then get the feedback, that's when that thing happens. And you got the test, build, and deploy, and you start to iterate, that's the real circle of love. But let me tell you something. It's a circle of love for everyone. Love, you know, without being religious, love is a caring thing. It's about being happy. It's about, you know, accomplish something that you feel your heart fulfilled about it. So when I talk about circle of love, you know, it's not only the circle of love that you see from the ALM perspective. It's a circle of love. In my case, you know, with the Rangers, I'm working there, you know, providing solutions about with you guys, and then the solutions out there, and it gets you closer in a circle of continuous education. And it's a circle of love for my country and for the world. This is not for only about my country, for the world. Because I can share with excitement, right, how the circle of love for really inception, right, to teaching, to learn, and to be the business value, which comes back to me with feedback, right, that I can use on my schools again, on my classroom, to provide the value. It's a loving thing. It's really the circle of love.
So you mentioned some of the range of solutions that you used earlier as well. So can you tell us why you use some of them?
Sure. For example, right, the branching guide. It's such a great experience. We use the tooling guide. We use the architecture guide. We use the LM assessment guide, the requirements, the quick startup, and you know, Moisés is going to talk a little bit about that. But in the case, for example, for branching, it's very interesting, right, to teach, you know, how that works. And when you have a solution as a rangers and you can go and tell, and then people, you know, is getting excited about it because they actually see how that works in the real world, if some of them were working, right, and how can implement, and they come with real questions. That's fantastic. Well, let me take you a step further on that. So in the case of Moisés, right, you know, he embraced that with the branches, and there's a lot of things, by the way, I'm going to share some of that. So when I brought him in, I says, you know, you have to help me out in the branching. And because he was experienced, for example, in the branching piece, he created me a custom solution for us that we can use. So it's just great. So branching, architecture guide, all the things that I'm saying there in the DevOps, this is a solution. Basically, tell you what we do. I go through the solutions and I pick what is needed when it's needed. And in fact, we practice agility in our classroom. I said, you know, what do you guys want to do? This is what I propose to you. What else can we do? And we iterate. And we use the Visual Studio Online. In fact, I have everything there I have the ALM LATAM, visualstudio.com account, which I have my students there. And you know, we put stuff there. And then we got the retrospective of how I can do better and how can we do better. And then the solutions comes very handy. So it's a broadband of solutions.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's definitely great to hear that you're using some of our Microsoft tools as well, which is like absolutely fantastic. So what value did automation bring to you?
Well, it gives me velocity. What can I say? This is true. So what we see is that it is great to teach my students, you know, what really automation does within our groups. I have a case study, you know, that we did with Xerox, this was with a case study with Microsoft. And the fact that you can take things and replicate it and automate your own things, because what I said is, you know, in a Iron Man house, wooden knife, that's what we said here. It's something that we say. That means that when you try to automate somebody else, you're very unlikely that you automate yourself, which is, I guess, this is life itself. So automation brought to us the fact that how do we do things better? So deploying faster, creating infrastructure faster. I'm gonna let Edwin talk in a few minutes about that. You know, PowerShell and using Azure, scripting the desired state configuration for that, scripting also for the releases, scripting for everything that we can do that's automated, scripting for the testing. Automation brings us to life. And it gets alive from the business perspective, excitement, because you don't have to go over and over again about the things. So automation is key for us to understand what's going on.
Great, fantastic. Definitely good to hear. Okay, so it'll be great to hear from one of your students.
Sure, so you know, our first that I want to hear is about the ALM, and I want Moisés, you know, to tell us your experience, Moisés.
Okay, hi all. Well, I had two different roles in the project. I was the development lead of the project, and then later I was the field master
in our solutions, right?
Yes,
in the university.
Okay. Yes, exactly, in the university. So, the first thing that I want to share with you is the branching guide. How the branching guide helped us to increase of the velocity of the team. I remember that the first deployment that we did, we are all ready, but someone do a check-in before do the deployment. So when we present the solution, the solution was not working well. So we start to see and someone do a check-in before the presentation. So Oscar give to us this new tool, the branching guide. So I remember one of the lines in the branching guide that says that you need to use your creativity for development, not for the branching plan, just because create a branching plan is very difficult. So why you need to recreate something that is already created by professionals, by people who is in the work every day? So we start to study the branch. We saw all the branches, the standard, the advanced, etc. And then we realized that if we use that technique, we could avoid all those problems for check-ins and something that we don't want to have in our solution. So we had the standard branch technique. So we have our main branch and our development branch. So all the developers use the main branch to check in, check out their code, create new features, etc. But when we had unstable version, we do a reverse integration. We reverse integrate all the codes to our main branch. So our main branch were always stable. So this problem with one repeat again, we have always our branch stable, because now all the deployments are in the main branch. So this was a great experience that we could experiment. The second one was the build. So how we can have the deployment, all the automated testing. How we can achieve all those things. Mm-hmm. So we start to see that not it's not only to take the code and build the application. It's more than that. It's many engineering inside of all this. In this case, for example, how we can have an unified environment to do our builds. So we start with the building guide. So one of the most important things there is that is very specific the roles that all the developers need to have in the team. For example, the release manager, the build master, the developer, the tester. So in this guide is explaining how we could have this role. Not it's not a person, it's a role. So for example, we have two build masters in this case. Another one was the backup, and I was the main build master. So we start to automate the default templates. We use the I think it's development, testing, and deploy branch. The development test and deploy template that is provided by the solution for the ALM rangers. So we start to use all those information that is already created, and we start to see how our velocity of our team increased. So for example, in the DevOps, when we get as some material level, high maturity level, we start to see, we have our application being producing with a better velocity. We start to create more features, and now we need the infrastructure to have all those applications running. And how we can do that? So we funded DevOps wide. So in this case, we had more speed. So how we can achieve, do the same in the infrastructure. So the DevOps wide helped us to do that, to have this integration between develop and the operations team. How operations and develop can go together and increase our our productivity with that. So this is where the most important that I can remember, and it was very, very useful when we are doing the when you are with hands on in the real world project.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely great to hear from some of the stories that you've told us, and it's great to hear that you're actually getting learning from hands-on experience rather than just reading. So that's definitely a good plus. So you mentioned some of the processes around DevOps. How would you define DevOps, and how do you feel it has value?
Okay, if I had to define DevOps with one word, one specific word, I choose the integration, right? Because it's not only the integration for the development process, it's not only the integration with the operations, but it's the integration about all the teams that are involved in creating an application. We have all the engineering inside of an application. So the value that we got from the DevOps is the capacity to do the things in a better way. In this case, to increase our productivity, because how the ALM function, we start to do with a slow speed, and then we add speed, increase our speed. So we increase that, and this productivity is the value that we got from the DevOps.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So in your experience, what did you like the most and the least about the project?
Okay. Yes, in this case, well, the thing that I liked in the project is that we only did before Oscar, we only did individual projects. So for example, we had to create an application, we had to sign an application or something, but we are working individually. So what happened when we start with Oscar? We had to integrate as a team, all the students, we had to integrate as a team. So what happened here? So we had to assign roles, we had to work together, and all these things are very, very complex at the beginning. But when you have in one hand all the Microsoft tools, like Visual Studio, like Team Foundation Server, the Build Server, Visual Studio Online, etc., and all the knowledge that Oscar provided us through the AALM Ranger solution, for example, the guides, all the hands-on labs that helped us a lot of see how it works and then apply to the project. So when we start to work all together, all the members of the team, all the team members, sorry, and we start to use in a better way the tools, we start to have this change of mindset. Our mindset change a lot because we start working with a different way to do things, a better way to do things, and delivery more professional applications with a real life solution. So I think the things that I like to do is build those applications with a real world quality. And the thing that I didn't like for the project was the time, because we only had 4 courses with Oscar, or we only had 4 courses. For example, the last course we had to integrate with guys from another class. So our team was bigger and was more complex to handle that. But I think I would to have more time to integrate all those knowledge with all the team members. So I think the time was the thing that I didn't like.
And I'm guessing Anisha talking about that, right? That's the stuff, right? When I said trying to cram so much in the automation there. So whatever those guys created, it goes to the next level and people take it from there, and we're building blocks and moving faster and faster, and I wish I could have more time, but you know, time it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, with time you can never change that, and it's always a blocker for the majority of the teams, but that's something that you learn from. Great. So it'd be great to hear from Edwin.
Hi, Anisha. I was in the project, I was the ops guy. So I say no to everything. I start saying no to Moises when he's trying to develop or trying to do a release on my operations, because he's going to cause a conflict, because the product was okay and a new feature is going to be properly to deploy. So that happens, that is going to cause an instability. But when Oscar gave us the DevOps guy, gave us the solution about using Azure, using another things or another solutions, I started not saying no. because in the Azure, in the first step, Azure gave us the opportunity to be more flexible, to have the integration, to have the power of the cloud, because we have the opportunity to create environments, to destroy that environment if it doesn't work, and recreate it. We give us the opportunity also to measure the application, to know if the quality was good, and do it more efficiently solutions. We also use System Center, because when I was on Primus, we need to take control about the infrastructure. If the infrastructure grows too much, we need to know what happened if a solution is going to deploy. What is going to cause that feature or that release? We start using SCOM, System Center Configuration Management, System Center Service Management, to know the all integration about System Center using MOF. We start using MOF. Oscar give us the light at the end of the tunnel, because we know what is going to be implemented, what is going to be the solution about some causes, some troubles, how to troubleshooting the infrastructure, how to know if the solution that we release is the real cause of a disaster or our issue. We implement with System Center Service Management helpdesk. We implemented also the severity levels. So when our applications have an issue, we can open tickets and say, this is going to be a server 1 or server 2 issue, and then assign to a team that is going to solve that. We use Windows 2012 because we are going to be in the next generation of Microsoft products, so we need to use the last thing of the products. So using Windows 2012 give us opportunity to grow up, to do something better with something with the ultimate editions of the products, like System Center, like Exchange, Slots Link. Also, in the implementation, we need to be in contact. The communications in the team works more and more efficiently when we implement internal mails, internal conferences, and give us another thing. We can work at home. We don't have to be in the university to implement that. We only connect we started building, we are starting development and testing. Okay, this is going to be good. We convoke a reunion with all the teams, make a conference, see the steps that MOF give us to predict what is going to be the release or what is going to be in the next in the next phase of what we need. So when I start in the operations team, as I said before, I say no. Then I say yes, because we have on the devs side the same infrastructure as open sites. So if operations have a issue and it's going to be a disaster, we can switch or switch context with the developer side. So the developer side is going to be the same as operations, and stops the operation.
Right.
Okay. So the operation continue working, continue growing, and we can implement more things.
You see, it's really where you see both things, right? You see how what we said, the circle of love, honestly, because it goes all the way around.
I'd like to add something. Oscar is one of the most strategic person that I know, because, for example, I'm going to explain
you. Flatter, man.
It is because he teaches a new approach. I'm going to explain that. We first face the problem. In this case, for example, in my side, we face the problem. And he knows that this problem will arise in the future, but he led that we face that problem first, so we know how this problem will affect to all the operation. And then when we face the problem, oh my God, what I'm doing right now? He presents the solution. Okay, read this. All the solution for the problem that you are facing, and yes. So we knew the problem, and then we used the solution that he gave to us, and this increased our knowledge in what happened if, and the knowledge of how to fix some, and how the better practice help in a real environment. This is not going to happen. So I think that was a very good approach that we use, because we learned from the experience that the problem gives to us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
You mentioned that you learned a lot from the project, and it sounds like you guys had a great experience. But how do you think that's going to help you in the real world?
That's a good question, because the frontier about theory and practice is closer more, because we can put in practice all the knowledge that we know. We can do better solutions from the beginning. So this project gives us the opportunity to learn how to design, how to develop, how to monitor, how to measure the application, and how to do a better release. Also, that was in the developer side. If we use in the operation side, we can know what is happening in the operations, what is happening in all data centers or on the Azure infrastructure, or how to integrate that, because the project give us all kind of experiences. One thing that I learned about it, and also my partners do, is that implemented the good things are going to be greatest in the future, because we can explain to someone that needs a solution how to do that. With other partners, right now that are working, give solutions to his or her job, to do better solutions, to implement the from the beginnings, from design, how to do a better design, how to do a better develop, and also give us the opportunity to know how to grow up and to grow up and better good things, do better things.
It sounds like it's kind of set you up for life, and when you do get out in the working world, you'll kind of know exactly where to start and how to get things going without making any mistakes. So that's really good. That's really good to hear. But if you had to re-deliver the project, what would you change? if you changed anything?
Yes, if I have that opportunity, I'd like to improve more automation. Do more automation, do more Azure infrastructure solution, because we don't have enough hardware to grow up. So Azure give us the opportunity to be more and more complex. But on the complex, we have a control because we know what is happening. So I would like to implement on the project more script on desired state configuration to create, recreate, delete, or everything that we need to test and do the infrastructure better. Also do more automation on the developer side, like QA automation or release automation. Mm-hmm. We also do that, but I would like to do more.
So it's not enough. Need to do more.
Yes, because for example, when we finished the project, they started the Phoenix for the release management. So we didn't have time to prove the Phoenix environment for Azure.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes, we only work with agent based releases, but when we finish, start with the Phoenix, with the Phoenix solution. So I read about Phoenix solution, and it provides a lot of things in Azure. So I think that like I said, the time kills. Yes.
Well, it's a challenge for me then, I guess.
Great. It's been lovely to hear from your students, Oscar. Any final words, I guess, from you?
Sure, absolutely. No, you know what? It's been a fantastic journey. I want to thank many, many people, right? We had two students here, friends, co-workers, who's doing a great job. The journey with the Rangers has been fantastic. Me as an MVP and you and you guys on Microsoft side has been just great. The evolution and, you know, the taking reality, because back in my days, you know, there was no cloud. It was difficult to have even networks at sometimes, right? Now we have networks that actually we can connect, that we can script it, that we can take it up. That is just great. And I wanted to take the opportunity for a few seconds just to mention some of the names, because I think it's fair. You know, when we talk about how many people were involved, and there were many of them, I want to name the students. There are not too many of them, but if you allow me, Anish, I wanted to name there. Pablo Aguilar, Brian Reyes, Diego Alvarado, Pablo Armas, Emmanuel Buch, Jose Dominguez, Rodolfo Donis, Oscar Escobar, Mario Flores, Silvia Hernandez, René López, Luis Mencos, Luis Morales, Carlos Morales, Ángel Pérez, Erika Portillo, Eddie Poo, which we call the doctor. I like him very much, so he's a PhD on my side. Fernando Sarabia, Canel Lisca, Willy Castillo, among many others. So it's a team effort. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoy the most, and Moises and Edwin tell us, is that we take the approach not in a single side. We really took it as a holistic way of doing things. It's a project for all of us, right? And I was very excited because I heard, you know, in years ago on the open source community, you know, Microsoft very brittle and very very structured, and it's not like that. You know, nowadays when I take those solutions, you know, we have Green Spark, we got the academics, we got the BSpark, we got the Alien Ranger solutions. You know, the .NET project now that it's an open source. We have the community. You know, we're using Microsoft solutions to provide real value to our students, right? And it's difficult in a non-traditional technology country like Guatemala. Whoever thought, you know, Guatemala will have, you know, guys like this, you know what I mean? You know, who really provide real solutions here. So it's very, very exciting. It's a very exciting time.
It's been absolutely fantastic hearing from you and the students as well. But before I let you guys go, I do have two questions to ask you, Oscar. So first of all, I can definitely see that you're very passionate about your students. Can I ask why?
Always brings honestly to tears. It's very exciting. I know it sounds kind of like emotional, but believe me, I mean, when we traditional does not do technology here and, you know, put all this effort, all this training, training myself, training my students, bringing, you know, great companies like the one we work Xerox, great companies like Microsoft, bring up together to a country like ours, and you know, having them working with us, and provide this to the world, the passion I just can't say it anymore. It's just great.
Definitely see it on you, and we can hear it from you as well. And it's lovely. I mean, it's brilliant to have teachers like yourself that are so passionate and are able to kind of teach others, and you know that's going to make a difference, which is really, really good. So it's absolutely fantastic. So I know we met last year in Redmond, but when can we visit you in Guatemala?
Anytime you want. In fact, you know what? I was recently, I mean, you as Rangers are always welcome. You know, really, you hear this, and you're a great friend, a lot of Rangers, Josh, Dave Corbin, you know, there's a lot of them. Mike Furry, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. If you want to visit, you can visit. But I also want to stand even more than the Rangers, right? That recently just saw the Satya, you know, our CEO from Microsoft, you know, was one of the speakers in Youth Parks and all the things about education. And when I saw that, you know, it's amazing. That's why it so brings up some emotion to me, right? That, you know, years ago, I spent a lot of time and effort in doing this. And I bring it up to you, and I, you know, I bring this here to the world. And when Satya come there and said, you know, we want to bring for students here is. I mean, I invite you guys to visit anytime you want. We got great coffee, right? Great fruits, right? And great weather. So you, Satya, anyone who wants to come here and see, you know, what our country has to offer, you're always welcome.
Fantastic! It's lovely to have that offer there. Thank you once again, Oscar, and to the students besides you, Edwin and Moises. Very nice to meet you guys, and you guys have been fantastic, and it's been great hearing from you and listening to all your experiences that you've gone through as well. So thank you so much. All right, take care, guys, then. Bye-bye.